Faced with competition from natural gas and increasing federal regulations, the coal industry is facing tough times. Layoffs and mine closings are becoming more and more common in parts of West Virginia and Kentucky. Reporter Catherine Moore went to find out what's next for those most heavily impacted by the coal industry's problems. We begin our coverage today there, in the coal fields of southern West Virginia.
At Chief Logan State Park in West Virginia, dozens of coal miners and their families are mulling around a cavernous ballroom. State officials called this meeting to help them figure out what to do next after the coal mine they worked in closed. Del Maynard is one of these miners. His primary emotion right now is shock.
I've been laid off 3 times in the last year. I'm not kidding. And it's not because I don't try to find a job, because I found 3. Oh, it's awful. I'm telling you, this place would be a ghost town if they don't do something.
For others, like Steve Sigman, it's anger.
I think I'm more angry than anything because I don't think this has to happen. It's hurtful. Don't know really where to turn. I mean, I'm not an old man, but I'm not a young man either. And to start focusing on another career is it's a big adjustment in life.
Many are trying to bargain their way back to the way things used to be. If they could just get this one guy out of office, things would be great again.
Obama has absolutely stuck a dagger in the heart of coal.
And some, like Della and Bradford Hill, are just sad.
Laid off coal miner's wife, baby on the way, and a 2.5-year-old.
Yeah, right here at Christmas and the holidays.
Why are you Oh, I'm so sorry.
Kind of depressing.
It's an emotional thing, isn't it?
Yeah, very much. Yeah.
All over Appalachia, people are in different stages of mourning this thing that's put dinner on the table and shaped the culture for so long. Some are even starting to talk about a transition, about Appalachia, past coal.
Whoa, that's an awesome tractor.
Shane Lucas trudges through the cold mud at a small mountain farm outside of Whitesburg, Kentucky.
Is this barn right here?
Uh-huh.
It's pretty interesting.
Shane is pointing out a weathered barn on his property. It used to be a coal tipple, a structure where coal is loaded for transport.
Back in the 50s, my papa ran a coal tipple when I had to holler up here. And they all shut down.
Coal's long decline in Appalachia really began back in the 1950s, when machines started replacing miners.
So they went up in there and tore the coal tipple down, come back and built this barn out of it. So this barn was actually a coal tipple back in the 40s.
That's super fascinating to me.
It's hard to think of a better symbol of economic transition than this building we're standing in. The ruins of one industry repurposed to house another. Agriculture. It's even more poignant because some people see small-scale farming as one promising economic sector for post-coal Appalachia.
My wife wants me to tear it down, but I hate to tear it down. But it is going to fall down shortly.
Yeah. Well, maybe you could use the wood for building something.
I'm going to. I was thinking about building me a building or a chicken house or something out of it just to keep it.
For almost 20 years, Shane was a surface miner, running a production drill at the vast Cumberland River coal complex near his home. He loved his job, but then, 2 years ago, his life took a dramatic turn when he was laid off by Arch Coal. One day, they just shut the doors.
Drawed us into the room. We all started handing out the envelopes, and you open them up, and then there it is. Everybody was scared to death. Everybody's thinking, like, what are we going to do? Well, I mean, because there's nothing out here. Worried, you know, in debt. How they gonna pay for everything? It was really a bad moment.
But Shane had a backup plan. What started as a scheme to haul produce from Tennessee to pay for fishing trips has since blossomed into broccoli, turnips, and apple trees. It's Lucas Farm. By the time he lost his job, Shane was making some real money selling at his roadside stand. Not like in the mines, but just maybe enough.
Fooling with this, I'm never broke. I've always got a dollar in my pocket. I might not pay bills, but I've always got a dollar in my pocket. I could survive. You know, if I get laid off, keep from having to leave this part, maybe I could grow. You know, my wife works, so maybe we can make it. instead of having to move off.
The region is in a really critical moment of economic transition. For me, it's a really pregnant moment of opportunity.
That's Ivy Brashear, an Eastern Kentuckian who works for Mountain Association for Community Economic Development, a nonprofit that's helping to chart a course for economic transition in the region. Entrepreneurship, energy efficiency, forestry, and local foods. It's a tough transition.
Not that it's easy to make that transition. It's really not. It's long, it's hard, and it's expensive. But there really is no other option for us if we are to survive as a region and as a people than to search for alternatives and to do something else.
For former miners like Shane, there's still a lot to work out. Growing food is an old tradition in Eastern Kentucky, but selling crops is actually pretty new. Last year, when his boss called and offered Shane back his surface mining job, he said yes. But this time, he's not banking on the coal mine reopening. He's got a plan. Over the next 5 years, he'll be turning more ground under, planting a big berry patch, and looking to source produce year-round.
Would my life be easier just go back to coal mining and forget this? Or do I still try to juggle both and shoot for something that may not never happen and still have to go back to the coal mine? That's what's hard right now.
So what do you think? Do you have an answer? Or?
Shoot for it. Go for it. See what I can do. Grow. Maybe somebody else around here might say, hey, you can do it. Hey, I can do it. That's what I'm after. I'd love for it to work out that way.
Like many people in Appalachia, Shane is just trying to find his footing. He's thinking about what to build out of the wood of an old coal tipple. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Catherine Moore.
What do you think? We love listener feedback. Talk to us on our Facebook page or tweet us at Allegheny Front. And while you're at it, use the hashtag Future of Coal. We'll be covering this issue much more in the months to come. But first, coming up next, mountaintop removal coal mining. It's had a severe impact on the land, and those impacts could linger.